This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You're listening to A Few Minutes with Truth with Jesse Dickinson.
Once a preacher was speaking to a congregation, many of whom were New England fishermen. His message was the old rugged cross. To make sure he was getting through to them, he asked the question, "Now one of you tell me in your own words, what did the Lord Jesus do at the cross?" One old fisherman, with tears in his eyes, looked up at the preacher and said, "He swapped with me." It would be difficult to put this great truth more simply than this, and it describes accurately every person's situation. Mankind faced the death penalty because of sin. For the wages of sin is death, Romans chapter 6, verse 23. But Jesus came to give his life so that those who believe in him and obey his Father will live. Paul goes on and says, "But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." That's the rest of Romans 6, verse 23. One of the saddest things in life is the fact that millions turned down his offer of salvation made possible by his death, only to face death themselves. He came to save us from spiritual death, that is, the second death, and to give us the hope of being resurrected to eternal life. Friends, we must come to realize that this eternal life is available only through Jesus Christ. Several New Testament passages come to mind. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me," Jesus said in John chapter 14 and verse 6. The Apostle Peter preached in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." When you read Acts chapter 4, you learn that the name Peter was speaking of was Jesus Christ of Nazareth, verse 10. Do you remember the time in John chapter 6 when Jesus taught things that were not hard for the people to understand, but rather were hard for them to accept? We're told in verse 66, "From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him." Jesus then turned to the 12 apostles and asked, "Will ye also go away?" Verse 67. Peter gave the following answer in verse 68, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." What a marvelous truth is expressed in those words. How absolutely true they were when they were spoken, and how absolutely true they are still even today. If we seek this eternal life in any other man, woman, being, or creature, we can rest assured we will never find it. We must also come to realize that Jesus did not die on the cross for his own sins. He had none. "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15. Peter said of Jesus, "Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth." 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 22. Well, preacher, if Jesus didn't die for his sins, then whose sins did he die for? The answer is found in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed." In the book of Isaiah, we read these words, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." Verses 4 through 6. Friends, no one else has ever died for your sins. Truly, the old fisherman hit the bullseye with his answer, "He swapped with me." Do you need to respond to this offer of life from Jesus by believing, repenting of your sins, confessing him to be the Christ, and putting him on in baptism? Our time is up. Until next time, may God bless you as you continue to study His divine will.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bibleway Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we encourage you to please share this program, to like it on social media. Thank you for being with us today.